Good morning. It's Thursday, March 10th, and this is Julie Daffrin with a Laredo Morning Times update. A 12-year-old boy was shot to death at a friend's house Wednesday afternoon in North Laredo. As of 10 a.m. Thursday, authorities had yet to release the name of the victim, who was a student at Borchers Elementary School. In Washington, D.C. Wednesday, City of Laredo officials spoke to federal authorities about community development block grant funding, which could be cut by 60%. A delegation from the Laredo Independent School District was also in D.C. Wednesday and discussed several issues, including pre-kindergarten funding, flu vaccinations, and requirements established by the federal government for state and local school systems. And an LASD teacher is on administrative leave after officials said she allegedly did not allow her first-grade students to use the bathroom. Officials say Gloria Diana Benavides, a teacher at Cowes Elementary School, implemented her own classroom lockdown last week, not allowing children to use the restroom. Also, LASD has completed its first round of interviews for the open Martin High School head football coach position. An undisclosed number of finalists will be brought back for a second round after spring break. Superintendent Marcus Nelson plans to have a coach chosen by March 24th. For the latest news in Laredo, visit lmtonline.com.